speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the upcoming election debates. We're also going to take a look at the election rigging that's been going on. We have Project Veritas. We'll have a report from Alex Jones later in the show. He interviewed James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. There are so many different ways that the election is being rigged. And it's good that we take a look at each and every one of these. We're going to take a look at all of the different ways that the election is being set up to be rigged by the Democrats. They know they've got nothing. As a matter of fact, it was kind of funny that Joe Biden started talking about the election, Trump's election, of course. But maybe he's thinking about this election. Started talking about it in terms of the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy Jr. And as I tweet out this morning, this is looking really, for Joe Biden, this is looking like Shakespeare's Julius Caesar when he goes into this forum with a bunch of senators who are probably going to all be stabbing him in the back. That's probably why assassination is on the mind of Joe Biden. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll also talk about smart cities. We'll have updates on the border, updates on the war. The first thing that caught my eye today, however, was the fact that the New York Post, this so-called conservative paper that was cheerleading the vaccine mandates by Governor Cuomo, that stomped on the First Amendment right of the free expression of religion, as well as individual liberty to determine what kind of health care you and your family are going to get. They don't care about any of that stuff. But the New York Post had a story how New York was named the second least patriotic state in the nation. Now, we know that they score probably near the bottom. I don't know. They're in a race for the bottom with California in terms of the least free states. But they're talking about patriotic state because we have July the 4th coming up. And the way this was done by Wallet Hub, this survey, just a week before Independence Day, compared all 50 states based on two key characteristics, military and civic engagement. Let me tell you something. You should not ask what you can do for your country. You should ask your country to leave you alone and leave your fellow citizens alone. That's what the Declaration of Independence is about. That's what America was about. America was about saying to a government that had become too oppressive. It was very unpatriotic to write the Declaration of Independence. They told the biggest and most powerful government in the world to stick it. And then they violently resisted them because they would not leave them alone. They said, we have certain rights that we get from God, life, liberty, and other things. We have government's purpose, legitimate purpose, is to make sure that we can live quiet and peaceful lives. And when the government doesn't do that, when the government becomes an aggressor and comes after us, then it is not only our right, but our duty to alter, or if we can't alter that government, to abolish it with force if necessary. That's what the Declaration of Independence is about. That's why we have fireworks. They came after the cannons and other military weapons that conquered in Lexington. That's how that war started. And so for them to say that military enlistment, the number of veterans, what percentage of people vote, what percentage of people go for jury service, what percentage of the people volunteer for the government. I'm sorry. That is not patriotism. That's why when I look at all this talk about burning the flag and everything, look, it's the Constitution. And it's not even the Constitution. It's our rights that are supposedly protected by the Constitution. Our God-given rights that the Constitution protects. That's what they swear to uphold. That's what's important. Not the flag, not the government, but the Constitution that those things represent. And that's not what the Pledge of Allegiance says. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely said kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka-esque. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June 25th, the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host, as we come to the 4th of July, coming up next week, as I said at the top of the hour. The New York Post is very excited to see a study done by Wallet Hub talking about 2019's most patriotic states in America. And as Wallet Hub said, they said, patriotism comes in many forms. And here are the forms that they talked about. Buying American goods, paying taxes, and serving in the armed forces. Well, okay, buying American goods, fine. Paying taxes? Seems to me like the Declaration of Independence began, and that whole chain of events began with with people saying, we don't want to pay your tea taxes. Yes, it wasn't, as has been pointed out by some people, it wasn't that they were necessarily opposed to paying all taxes, but they were angry enough at these taxes and the principles behind them that they started a revolution. But now we've gotten to the point where the New York Post, which just last week was bowing down and worshiping Governor Cuomo because he put on mandatory vaccines on children and said, not only are they not going to be able to go to the government schools, but we're going to shut down the private religious schools where they don't want to participate in vaccines. They could have religious objections to that because, and many have had religious objections to the fact that fetal tissue was used in development or experimentation of some of these things. I have objections to the safety and the efficacy of this. And I have objections to a government that thinks so little of me, thinks that I am a slave to them and my family is a slave to them, that they can treat us like livestock. They can withhold whatever medical treatment they wish from us. They can force upon us whatever medical treatment they wish, and the medical treatments that they withhold and force on us are determined by their corporate buddies, their cronies. And you had the New York Post, this conservative newspaper in New York, and I put that in air quotes, conservative. Maybe that's what conservatism is going to become. We've had President Trump out there saying, got to get the shots. No, we don't, President Trump. And quite frankly, I'm going to talk here in just a moment about what true patriotism looks like. And as these Oregon legislators have said, one of them, anyway, said, I've been a political prisoner before. And if you're going to try to take me in as a political prisoner, you better come heavily armed. And I say the same thing about vaccinations. You try to shoot me with vaccinations, you better come heavily armed. Because I'm not going to be shooting back with hypodermic needles. I look at this kind of stuff put out by the New York Post. Oh, look at this. We didn't do really well on paying our taxes and serving in the armed forces. That's their metrics? Seriously? The American government didn't care much for a professional army. They wanted a militia. They didn't care much for taxes, especially the ones that come without representation. And that's precisely what we get the most of today. So many of our taxes are not called taxes. They're put on us by regulatory agencies. They're called fines. They're called fees. They're called other things. And these are put on to us by people that we never have a chance to vote for. These unelected, unaccountable bureaucracies at both the state, local, and especially the federal level. Our elected representatives in Congress have abdicated their authority to write laws to these bureaucratic agencies. And pretending that the laws that they write, they call them rules, and they say because they're rules and not laws, you don't get any constitutional protections, you don't get due process, you don't get the presumption of innocence. It's about time we had another Declaration of Independence. That was considered by the British government to be very unpatriotic, as a matter of fact. And so they have their different, heavily weighted towards things like military. How many people, average military enlistees per 1,000? That's a big score on their thing here. How many veterans per 1,000 civilian adults? How many active duty personnel? I've got to say, the Department of Defense is no longer defending our country. The Department of Defense is putting us in jeopardy. I understand a lot of the people who enlist want to do the right thing. They better pay attention to what the Department of Defense is doing. It is nothing but the Department of War. That's what they used to call it. They used to call it that when we didn't go abroad starting wars, lighting the rest of the planet on fire with one war after the other. It's going to destroy this American empire. We cannot afford it. Those chickens are going to come home to roost. Civic engagement. How many people voted in the presidential election? Maybe more people would vote if we had better choices. The number of people who voted in primary elections, who volunteered, the hours per residency and so forth. This is how they measure patriotism. It is not how I measure patriotism, quite frankly. Where liberty dwells, there's my country. And I want to see a government that supports liberty. I'm not even sure if I'm going to vote this next time. If I don't have a candidate who supports liberty, and I can't even find a candidate who supports liberty in the Libertarian Party anymore. You got the Libertarian Party attacking Ron Paul because he opposes the war in Iran. This is why parties are the death of a republic. Look at what has happened to the Libertarian Party. I worked hard for that party. I gave it so much money, I've got a lifetime membership there. Wasted money. Wasted time. And this is what happens with every political party. They start pandering for connections. They drunk on power because why? They had two governors on their irrelevant ticket this last election. Two statist governors, William Weld and Gary Johnson. They had absolutely no respect for the religious freedom or the individual choice of a baker, saying, oh, no, he's got to bake that cake. We're going to force him. Even the Supreme Court didn't uphold that. The Libertarian Party was more statist than the Supreme Court. Can you believe that? And now the Libertarian Party comes out in favor of war, attacking Ron Paul. I've got a great clip from Rand Paul, and I'll tell you, it's why I wish that he had gone much further in the last election. As far as I was concerned, he was the only presidential candidate worth voting for. I voted against Hillary when I voted for Trump. But I could proudly vote for Rand Paul because he gets it. He still gets it. He understands what's going on in Iran. He understands and he does it in a very tactful way. A very tactful way, like a leader. He's got principles, like a leader. This is what we need to look at when we come up to the 4th of July. Quite frankly, I'm not going to defend the childish tweets of a president who vacillates. He wants to call Joe Biden Floppy Joe. I've never seen anybody flop more than Trump in my life. He is the floppiest person I've ever seen in politics. I was hoping we'd get better than that by getting somebody who hadn't been a politician prior to entering. But he got the ropes pretty quickly, didn't he? So that brings us to Oregon, where we get some real patriots who are standing up. Why a group of U.S. state senators are being hunted by the police, asked the BBC. This is their headline, BBC. Britain has picked up on this. I talked about this last week. State Capitol had to shut down amid apparent security threats from a militia, from militia groups. No, it was one group that was quoted by the state police What the militia group was saying was, we've got these senators who are being threatened with arrest because they don't want to show up and vote for this massive restructuring of Oregon on some phony climate fears without the people of Oregon being involved in this. That's what they're holding out for. Two things. Number one, we're going to wait until the people of Oregon realize how drastic this bill is because we're in the minority. We're going to wait for this. Number two, this is such a radical restructuring of Oregon. You need to have a referendum. That's what the Republicans are doing. So they're saying we're being threatened that we're going to be drug in there. Well, you had the three percenters say we will protect any of these senators. Because of that, the snowflake state capitol police said that's a threat against the Capitol. We're going to shut it down. It's not a threat against the Capitol. There's not any Senate Republicans to defend in the Capitol. They're not there. That's the whole point. But that was the Wall Street Journal putting that spin on it. That's the spin from the BBC as well.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I was saying in the preceding segment, Washington, D.C. is nearly as far geographically from some places in the country as London was from the colonies at the time of the American Revolution. And I would suggest that they are even farther from the Constitution than the British Crown was from the rule of law, going back to Runnymede and the Magna Carta. That was set up, and the king signed it to say that there would be no absolute monarchies. And that government had reneged and abrogated and violated and defied that agreement that they signed. Every official that we have in Washington has sworn an oath to the Constitution, and they don't even pretend to follow it anymore. Don't even pretend. It's just a formality. You know, I mean, they might as well just, you know, cross their heart and hope to die and spin around twice. It's a formality. It means nothing to them. And so when we look at this, as I've said before, we are not going to get our liberty back by reforming Washington. Power and freedom are never given. They are only taken. And the way that we need to take this is by organizing with legitimate authorities at the state or local level to start to take our power back. That's why I think it's very important when we see county clerks in New York pushing back against illegal demands from the governor of New York, saying, I want you to issue driver's licenses to people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States. And these clerks are saying, throw me in jail. I'm not going to violate the law. What the governor is demanding from them, what the Democrat state legislature in New York is demanding from them, is that they aid and abet criminal activity. If we were to be honest about this, that's what we would charge the governor and the state legislature with when they passed the green light bill. We would charge them with aiding and abetting criminal activity. We would charge them with obstruction of justice. We would charge them with conspiracy to do all of these crimes. That's what they should be charged with. Instead, what you're going to see is they may charge these county clerks. They may be the ones to go to jail. They may be the ones to be removed from office, not the people who should be removed from office. But, of course, that's the way that it always is. Which brings us to Oregon. And as I said, you have the Wall Street Journal trying to pretend, you know, reporting what actually was the state Capitol Police in Oregon, pretending that there were threats against the Capitol when the three percenters said, we will protect the Republican legislators who don't want to be dragged into the state Capitol as part of their protest, as part of their effort to try to awake the public to what the Democrats are trying to pull on them before it is too late. So they were talking about defending people. They were talking about defending people who were not in the Capitol. That's the whole point. And yet the Wall Street Journal, the BBC, and especially the state police of Oregon all pretend that this is somehow a threat to the state Capitol and shut it down. So what is the essence of this particular dispute here in Oregon? Well, this bill would set limits on state carbon emissions with permits or allowances auctioned off to polluting industries. And the question is, Who do we pay these indulgences to? Who do you pay for the privilege of heating your house? Who do you pay for the privilege of cooking your food or driving your car? Well, that would be people like Al Gore. Al Gore. This is why they're setting this up. It is a massive scheme of indulgence. You know, it's funny how we see these same patterns in history over and over again. The indulgences that were imposed by the Pope telling the new merchant class, you're not going to be allowed to open for business because we've declared this a holy day, a holiday. That's where we get the term, holiday. And if you want to be open that day, you're going to have to pay us for the privilege to be open on that day. And pretty soon, almost every day was a holy day, holiday, and you had to pay for the privilege to be open. That is exactly what is going on with this. I think it's one of the reasons why the Pope feels so comfortable with pushing this carbon, global carbon tax. Who are we going to pay this to? We're going to pay it to Al Gore? We're going to pay it to the Pope? We're going to pay it to the government? You shouldn't have to pay privilege indulgences to use energy to these people. But that's what they want to do. And they've got a radical goal. They want to, the goal is to slash emissions to 80% below what they were in 1990. And so, as the New American points out, as these Oregon Republicans are going into hiding to avoid showing up to vote for the climate change, the 11 Republicans are looking to deny Democrats a quorum. They want to stall a vote on the measure, and they want to buy time to further educate the public on how radical this bill is. You have one senator, Brian Boquist, who said, and I played that clip last week, well, if you're going to do this, send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple. And he said that. He says, here's your sound clip. There's the clip right there. As a matter of fact, let's go back and play that again. Let's play. Let's let people hear what he had to say. Can you guys back that up?
So sending the threat out like, oh, we're going to have a special session or I'm going to send the state police to arrest you. Well, I'm quotable. So here's the quote. This is what I told the superintendent. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. I'm not going to be a political prisoner in the state of Oregon. It's just that simple.
And he said, you know, he's worked before in the military. He said, I've been a political prisoner in other places. I'm not going to be a political prisoner here. So what is it that gets the Republicans so upset about this? Again, they want to create a cap and trade system in Oregon where individuals would essentially be paying for the privilege of adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. As a New American says, the impact of the legislation will be felt most acutely by rural residents of Oregon. Since they've got further to go, they drive less fuel-efficient vehicles like trucks and so forth. They operate farm machinery, things like that. The irony, as they point out, or maybe you should say the hypocrisy of this, is that it is the cities that do most of the polluting. Cities produce substantially higher level of pollutants and greenhouse gases, says New American. One Senate Republican leader said the bill makes the urban-rural divide stronger than ever because the biggest polluters are in Oregon's large cities. It is fundamentally inequitable to put the responsibility of cleaning up their pollution, the city's pollution, on the backs of rural Oregonians. Ultimately, this bill, again, is going to reduce emissions. The goal is to do it 80% reduction of what they were back in the 1990s. And I say to the people of Oregon, get your yellow vests. Get your yellow vest. As they take a look at this, they point out, you know, consumers are going to still be hit, even though they're going to exempt some of these power plants. They're going to, in the first year, jump the gasoline tax by 19 to 72 cents per gallon, gasoline and diesel. By 2050, they're going to have $5.64 taxes alone, state taxes alone. Then there'll be federal taxes, and of course, you got to pay for the fuel, too, right? That's exactly what Macron tried to do in France. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
InfoWars and free speech. And your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about other revolutionary acts that are being taken at the local level. When we look at these carbon taxes that are being imposed in Oregon, the same type of thing that we saw Emmanuel Macron doing in France. Again, imposing hardship on people who live in the suburbs, who live in rural areas, because they're the ones who travel the most. And this is all part of Agenda 21, folks, is to make it unaffordable impossible to commute from the suburbs into the cities. They want to pack everybody in the cities. They want to take over the rural areas and completely control all of that and keep everybody out of those. It's too hard to control the people in the rural areas, so they want you packed into the cities under their watchful eye, under their control. Economic control, political control, controlling your movements, controlling your speech, controlling your political and religious beliefs, mandating vaccines for you, removing medicine that you could have, taking away your ability to defend yourself. This is all part of the plan. It is a UN agenda, and it is being enacted. I've got an update on what's going on with Google's smart city that's going to be coming up as well. And the Carmageddon, as I point out, you know, this whole idea that all cars are bad. You know, all cars are bad karma. That's what the Californians would say. Well, that's essentially what the Oregonians are saying now, the Democrats anyway. And when we look at what happened in France, and we look at what is about to happen here, I mean, they're proposing that the price, that the state taxes jump by almost a dollar on some fuels in the first year of this. By the time they get this finished, it's going to be $5.64 per gallon increase in state taxes. We saw this in France, and this is why the Yellow Vests revolted there. And of course, even though they're giving the two large electric providers a temporary pass on this because they're already moving away from all fossil fuel, where are they going to go? If they go to renewable sources other than hydroelectric, if you go to solar and wind, they are very, very expensive. And so the consumers are going to be hit in that area as well. Now, in looking at this, New American takes a little bit harder critique of these legislators than I do. What they say is that a quorum denial is political grandstanding at its worst. In other words, they don't think this is the right thing to do. They basically head for the hills, go to another state, barricade yourself somewhere and say, you're not taking me. They don't think that's a good idea. They said it was a garbage tactic when Democrats pulled it in Wisconsin, and simply switching the political parties doesn't make it a good tactic in Oregon. Well, look, I understand it's bad optics, but I also understand how bad this is going to be for liberty and for property, economics, and so forth. But it's really bad for liberty. And I have to say that even though this is going to be bad optics, even though it's going to be spun by the mainstream press, and we already see that happening, you know, Wall Street Journal is eager to try to make these people appear to be dangerous and aggressive and so forth. It's going to be spun by the press, but it has to be stopped. But I do agree with them that this is not the most effective way to do this. As New American goes on to say, start looking to France. Start a grassroots movement against this. And I think that's what they're trying to do in terms of buying time. It's a difficult way to go. I'm not one of the legislators, so I'm not going to micromanage and second guess what they should be doing. But that is fundamentally what has to happen. It has to be a grassroots rebellion. People supporting their elected officials to push back against the attacks on our lives and the attacks on our liberty. And so when you look at this, they should be out there saying, look, these carbon taxes are revolting. Why aren't you? Why aren't you? They need to lead a grassroots rebellion against this heavy-handed takeover of their lives that's being done by the Democrats. But, you know, of course, the Democrats were elected by the people of Oregon. So it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it? We'll have to see how that turns out. Now, there are some things that the Democrats don't want to spend money on. Some things that the Democrats don't want to offer for free or to take your money away for. They finally have found something that they don't want to spend money on, and that is Trump businesses. The Democrats are going to try to prohibit federal agencies from entering into contracts that would go to Trump's hotels or to his golf courses or whatever worldwide. They're very concerned about this. And what they're saying is, look, you know, in February 2017, during his first presidential visit, the Defense Department paid $12,000 for rooms at the club. Well, I don't know. I mean, was that one person? Was that 100 people? You know, you have these massive entourages that accompany President Trump everywhere that he goes, right? This happens with all the presidents. They said 2 months later, the federal government paid Mar-a-Lago at least $30,000 for meeting rooms and hotel lodgings for top officials during a visit from Chinese President Xi. Well, and so the question is, I mean, should they have gone to Mar-a-Lago? Maybe Motel 6 would have been more appropriate for the president of China. I mean, what's the point here? I don't think they've ever been concerned about the total dollar figure or the massive entourages that follow the president around. They're just concerned about the fact that it's going to President Trump's hotels. That's what they're concerned about. We had situations where, remember, you had Joe Biden had a house that he rented to the Secret Service. People questioned that, but they didn't do anything about that. Well, President Trump has a house. He's got hotels. He's got golf courses and so forth. USA Today also found 2017 the Secret Service spent at least $59,585 on golf cart rentals to protect President Trump at Mar-a-Lago and at Bedminster, New Jersey. Look, these may be absurd amounts or maybe they're not. I don't know. How many golf carts did they rent? How many times did they rent golf carts? Was there an army of Secret Service men in bulletproof golf carts following the president around? I don't know. I mean, this is where the security state is right now, quite frankly. A former ethics advisor to the Trump Organization told the Washington Post that Trump properties don't seek to make a profit from the government, and they have charged discounted rates. And so the bottom line is that they've got premier properties, and they're charging discounted rates. Why wouldn't you go there? Oh, well, because it's President Trump, see. That's why they wouldn't do this. Again, you know, we take a look at what's going on in London. We've got burqa-wearing men filmed in an acid attack, but I don't imagine the Democrats have a problem with that, right? Think about it. Not only are they Muslims, but they're dressed like women. I mean, they've got a double pass, right? They're both transgender and Muslim at the same time. They're dressed up in a burqa so they can throw acid at people. Yeah, how could you complain about that? These guys obviously should not even be investigated, let alone prosecuted or jailed. It would be a hate crime to prosecute or jail these people because they are both, they're transgender Muslims. I don't know where they're going to go with this, but I know where Elizabeth Warren is going to go. She now wants to push reparations for gay couples. Seriously. This is not The Onion. This is not Babylon Bee. The Democrats are so far left, so far into the absurd left field that even the satire sites are constantly being outflanked by them. They can't come up with satire that is more ridiculous than the policies of the Democrats themselves. She wants to give $57 million in reparations, tax refunds, to married LGBT couples. She calls it the Refund Equality Act. This is serious, folks. And when we come back, I've got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what Elizabeth Warren really wants to do. I mean, this is why we're calling this debate situation a clown show. Yeah, it is a clown show, but we need to get serious about how crazy this is, how crazy this is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just telling you how far-fetched and absurd the Democrat field has become. Field has gone to left field. We've got Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. You couldn't embarrass her out of the race. She is back and with a vengeance, and she's challenging Biden as well as Bernie. And she's going to be the first night's debates. I'm going to be covering one of the nights. I actually have the second night, which I'm actually more excited about. The first night is really going to be a clown show. It really is going to be a circus. You're going to have Cory Booker, Spartacus. You're going to have Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. Beto O'Rourke, the trans-Hispanic. You're going to have Amy Klobuchar. You're going to have John Delaney of Maryland. I don't even know who that is. Tulsi Gabbard. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, I got to say, I'm not about political parties. I don't care if they've got a D or an R behind their name, quite frankly. I don't see anything, however, in any of the Democrats that I agree with, anything that affects my life or liberty, except for Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has one issue that I agree with her on, and she's very strong on that issue, and that's an issue that needs to be heard. And so I'm glad that she made the debate, her voice on these unending, unnecessary, unwinnable, unconstitutional wars needs to be heard. And I've told you before, even though there are people that I absolutely detest, you know, Blumenthal, I mean, he is after InfoWars with a vengeance, but good for him when he stands up to oppose 5G. I will support him on that issue alone. On that issue alone. I oppose him on everything else. And I think he is a horrible overall. But, you know, when somebody comes up and says, we're going to stop 5G unless we do health testing on this, even if that's the only reason, even if they don't understand the control aspect of that, or the privacy aspect of that, or the surveillance aspect of that, if they just understand the health aspects of it and question it, say, why are you doing this without running any health tests? I will support them on that issue. I will support Tulsi Gabbard on the war issue. I don't support her on abortion on demand issues and other things like that. I don't think I could vote for her because of that. But, you know, you have this dichotomy. You know, you got, on the other hand, you got people like Mike Pence, who is very strongly pro-life, and yet he has no regard for life when it comes to war. And he is eager to jump into that. You know, you got Joe Scarborough, and I'll play that coming up. Joe Scarborough attacks Mike Pence and lectures him from the Bible, getting it completely wrong, of course. Joe Scarborough, when he tries to quote the Bible, it comes across as Satan tempting Jesus in the wilderness. Hath not God said? Not knowing what at all of where he speaketh. It comes off as phony as you can imagine. But isn't it interesting that he comes after Mike Pence on the open borders, but he doesn't come after Mike Pence on going into Iran's border? I mean, that's where these guys are. So, you know, the first night they got Bill de Blasio, other people that I've never even heard of, Tim Ryan, so forth. I don't even know who Tim Ryan of Ohio is. It's going to be clowns and irrelevant people on the second night. I get a chance to do the second night. We're going to have Bernie Sanders, Biden, Kamala Harris, Booty Gay is going to be there. You got the Andrew Yang, the guy pushing universal basic income. He's going to be there. You've also got Hickenlooper of Colorado. He's pushing back on the socialism. We got Mr. Gun Control, Eric Swalwell. And then you got author Marianne Williamson. I have no idea who this person is. Well, we'll find out on Thursday night. And so you can join us. Here's Alex Jones talking about the circus aspect. I don't know if it's going to be a circus or a circular firing squad, as The Hill pointed out. But here's Alex Jones talking about the circus coming up on Thursday.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show on earth, Clown World. 20 socialist, globalist, communist candidates, all in one spot for two nights only. And you're going to have uncensored, unbridled, pure analysis like no one else can do it. Clown World, the greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at Infowars.com/show. It's the greatest show on earth. A bunch of parasites bitching and complaining, working for the Chi-Coms to overthrow America. Join us next Wednesday and Thursday for Clown World, the biggest show on earth.
I'm not Alex Jones. I'm P.T. Barnum. I love the Democrats. Beto O'Rourke says the world's ending in 11 years and the border should be open. There's so many other clowns. Cory Booker says pay reparations even if 98% of whites didn't have ancestors and owned slaves. And then we move on to Pocahontas. She's whiter than anybody ever known in history, but it's okay. She's a fraud. And then Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden loves segregationists and wants to put blacks in prison for three times the sentence of whites. But hey, the Democratic Party loves the KKK. And then Swallowswell, he says, use nuclear weapons on gun owners that don't turn their weapons in. Bernie Sanders says, it's white people don't know what it's like to be poor. And you've got Buttigieg. Oh, what a king. And of course, Kamala Harris and so many others. It's the greatest show on earth. Join us this next Wednesday and this next Thursday for coverage of the Democratic two nights debates, the greatest clown show on earth at InfoWars.com/show.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats are so ashamed and embarrassed about their field of candidates that they're afraid to even have the conservative corporate media ask them questions and cover this debate. But we're going to cover it, and it's going to be interesting to see. I think especially on Thursday night, you're going to have Biden there. Is it going to be a circus? Is it going to be a circular firing squad? I think Biden thinks it is going to be the Senate scene. Most of these people running are from the Senate. I think he thinks it's going to be the Senate scene from Julius Caesar, as Shakespeare did it. A2 booty. they're all going to be stabbing him in the back. And let's go back to Elizabeth Warren. Again, she's promising now reparations for gay couples. See, these people have nothing but their identity politics and nothing but pandering to these identity politics groups and pandering in the sense that they want to throw money at them. It was H.L. Mencken who said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Well, they have made this quite literally true, and they put it on steroids. And so now you got Elizabeth Warren promising $57 million in tax refunds for married LGBT couples. The Refund Equality Act would shower with money. I guess you call it that. It's kind of like a gay marriage shower gift. You know, you have showers for people when they get married. Well, this is Elizabeth Warren. She's showering them with cash. After the fact, of course. That's the key thing here. This is ex post facto. Tax changes. LGBT couples who are married prior to the 2013 Supreme Court strike down of the Defense of Marriage Act. So prior to 2013, 10 states had legalized same-sex marriage, but were required to file their federal taxes as individuals. And so following this, they allowed those 10 states to change their previous tax returns. So Elizabeth Warren wants to help these people, shamelessly pandering to them, again, with a wedding shower gift. I have to ask you, when have you ever seen the government change the tax law, give somebody a deduction, and then do it retroactively? Never. Never have they given a retroactive tax cut to people. And that's exactly what she's trying to do. The pandering is beyond belief. Folks, don't forget to tune in for our coverage on Wednesday and Thursday. And don't forget to support us. We've got a special right now at InfoWarsStore.com, the Save InfoWars Emergency Special. We now have 50% off all InfoWars life products. That's our vitamins, our minerals, various health supplements. You're not going to find any better quality health products than you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. And now we have them 50% off, free shipping, and double the Patriot points. And again, those Patriot points, you get them on a dollar-for-dollar basis. So even though we've dropped the price by half, we give you double the Patriot points. So you get the same amount of Patriot points as if you'd pay full price for that. And you can use those Patriot points in the future to get future discounts. So again, 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping, and double the Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget to follow me on Libertarian YouTube. You can subscribe there. You can share those videos. We have every day we have the full show archive there as well as topical cuts. You can also follow me on Twitter, Libertarian. Don't forget to retweet there. You might have to check and make sure that you're still following me if you're not getting any of my tweets, because Twitter has a habit. Actually, I would say it's an algorithm to remove followers. They'll let it go, build up a few days, and then they'll take off everybody that built. They've kept it within about 50 for several months.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates.
All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas, Joe Biden, Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners, yay, Bernie Sanders, love the Soviet Union, Kamala Harris, and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show, Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth, two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs, June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I pointed out, it's not enough to do black reparations. Now you have Elizabeth Warren wanting to do gay reparations. Retroactively. You know, the tax law changed when the Supreme Court issued its decision striking down the defense of marriage. Which basically, I would say that the Tenth Amendment would allow liberal states to legalize gay marriage. I don't agree with gay marriage. I don't really think that the states ought to be, I don't think the government ought to be involved in defining marriage, period. So I think the right way for them to have approached this would have been to say, well, we're just going to record this. That's how government got involved in the marriage business in the first place. As I've said before, you had a situation as people became more mobile. You had a situation they'd find that after some guy died, they'd find that he had wives in multiple towns and kids in multiple towns. And it's like, well, what do we do with his estate now? And it created a bit of a problem several times. And so the government said, all right, in the past, you know, people pretty much would stay in the same town, you would record the marriages in the church and so forth. But now we're going to have a central repository. We're going to record the records. And that would be fine for a government to do that. But of course, government wants to hand out benefits to people. Do this and we will reward you and so forth. We don't need to have rewards for marriage. Marriage is its own reward if you properly understand it and treat your spouse with love and respect. You don't need to be rewarded by government to do that type of thing. It's his own reward. Nevertheless, they're doing this. And so now, because it comes a tax issue and so forth, and that's why you had this nasty fight. That's why they tried to impose this at the federal level. And now, Elizabeth Warren wants to do this retroactively. We've never had a tax change like that applied retroactively. This may be the reason why, as USA Today is wringing their hands, the young, they say, are regarded as the most tolerant generation. But why do we have this new LGBTQ survey? This is alarming. This is alarming because they're not tolerant. They're not buying this LGBT stuff anymore. They said young people are growing less tolerant of LGBT individuals. No, they're getting tired of this agenda. And I'll tell you the data, why the data shows this. USA Today, this is a jarring turn for a generation that is traditionally considered to be embracing and open. They said the number of Americans between the ages of 18 and 34 who are comfortable with LGBT people slipped from 53% in 2018 to 45% in 2018. And they were the only age group to show a decline like this. They said driving this, listen to this, this is the key. This is what USA Today doesn't understand. This is what Obama and Elizabeth Warren and the Democrats don't understand. Driving the dilution of acceptance are young women. Whose overall comfort levels plunged from 64% approval of LGBT in 2017, from 64% to 52% by 2018. Why would that be? Do you think it might be women who are angry about transgender intrusions into bathrooms, transgender intrusions into dressing rooms, transgender intrusions into showers, into sporting events, into women's centers where they go for refuge from men who have been abusive? And now some guy can put on lipstick and high heels and camp out with them there? You think they're kind of upset about that? You've even got the lesbians upset about the transgender party. You've got the LGBT with a civil war. That's why USA Today, it doesn't have anything to do with intolerance. As a matter of fact, they're upset about the intolerance of the transgenders. That's, I think, what is behind this. That's why the women have said, this is insanity. And they're right, it is insanity. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, the Democrats don't understand that they're losing on the issues. They're absolutely cratering on the issues. You've got them embracing full-term abortion now, openly embracing it. The American people are not supporting that. You've got them talking about reparations. Forget the practical aspects of this. It's the injustice of this. And again, as you had testimony last week from both the NFL player, what was his name? Who was the NFL star that was there? And a writer for Quillette. Both of them spoke about how this was an attack on the football player. So this is an attack on traditional black history. We used to have a vibrant black middle class. We had intact families, and now the vast majority of the black families don't have a father and so forth. The author for Quillette said, you've got to treat people as individuals. He said, look, my parents' generation was affected by Jim Crow. My great-grandparents were affected by slavery and so forth because I've had a great life. Why should somebody out here who is a poor rural white person living in Appalachia, why should they be forced to give me money when I've been fortunate enough to attend the best schools? You've got to treat people as individuals, he was saying. It's an affront to everybody, black and white, to not treat us as individuals. But the essence of the Democrat Party is to treat people as groups. And that's the essence of what these politicians are doing. They're all trying to play this identity game. And so you've got Elizabeth Warren out there upping the ante, saying every time somebody comes up with a free program, Elizabeth Warren wants to up the ante. Oh, I've got more free than he does. And so when people are talking about black reparations, I can come up with reparations for people who were involved in gay marriage, and I can do it retroactively. And the people are not with this. As people are looking at this, they're even losing the millennials on the LGBT issue because of how hard they have pushed this. And again, it's mainly with women that they're losing this popularity because they are forcing transgenderism into women's restrooms, locker rooms, showers, women's sports, and on and on. Now, it was explained away by Sarah Kate Ellis, who is president of GLAAD. She looked in the numbers and she said, well, I have a theory about this. I think it's just that people are coming into contact with more LGBT people and people who are non-binary. And the newness of this that they're experiencing could be leading to this erosion. You know, they're coming into contact with this for the first time. It's like, yeah, they've never had a guy wearing lipstick and high heels in their bathroom before or their shower before. And they don't like it. And why should they be forced to do that? It is disrespectful to women. It's disrespectful to the majority of people. And it is an insane agenda, as you can clearly see with what's happening in sports. One powerlifter in the UK said, I identified as a woman just so I could show how ridiculous this whole thing is. And he came in and competed. He was a male powerlifter, but he said, well, I identify as a woman. And he came in and he took all the awards just to show them how ridiculous this is. But it's not just that. The more dangerous aspect of this, and it can be dangerous. It can be dangerous for men to intrude into the private spaces for women. That's why, by the way, boys and girls, that's why we have different restrooms and different dressing rooms and different showers for men and for women. It's to protect women. And the Democrats and their virtue signaling and their identity politics have removed those protections. But it is also the protections that we set up for our children. And all of this stuff about pushing gender fluidity is ultimately coming after children. If you're going to push it to children and say, you can determine when you're in kindergarten, you're mature enough to think about all of these sexual issues, you're miles away from puberty. You're not feeling any hormones or whatever. But you need to be thinking about all of the many different myriad sexual things are going to throw at you in kindergarten. And then you need to make up your mind in kindergarten. Which way you're going to go in kindergarten? This is child abuse. This is why, historically, boys and girls, we have had the age of consent. Because we've always said that even up to the age of 17 or 18 or 21 or whatever it is, we believe that younger people are easily duped and deceived and seduced by older people. And we protect children from that. It's called statutory rape. And yet, what are we seeing? We're seeing the educational systems. We're seeing the libraries. Look at this. So we've got a library caught in a sex toy controversy now. And they throw the parents out, literally. This is really what's happening. It's what's happening in your schools as well. This is a taxpayer public library. They have not only, they're going beyond the drag queen story times, where some misguided parents are bringing their children to have men dressed up like women read LGBT themed stories to their kids. This is a library in Washington State. They decide they would have a pride celebration designed by teens for teens, free lunch and dinner, fun crafts, safer sex presentations, a drag show, and free swag. What was some of the free swag? Well, things like free condoms and lubricants. They held a raffle for chest binders that could be used by girls who believe they're boys so they could bind their breasts. A number of concerned citizens showed up, said one parent. But when the parents started asking questions, the librarians called the police. Just like school teachers have called the police on parents. 20 years ago, they were calling the police on parents when they showed up and said, why are you talking about sex to my 8-year-old? I mean, this is straight sex. They're too young to be talked to about this. I'm the one that's going to talk to them about sex. I'm going to present it myself. I don't want them being taught about sex at this age by strangers. And now they called the police on the parent at that time and said, once you have brought your child to school, the judge said, we consider that you have abandoned your child to the state and we act in place of the parents, in loco parentis. Oh, he's right about that. You have abandoned your child to the state if you take them to the government schools. And maybe even if they go to the public libraries, the government libraries now. So they call the police on the parents. One of the parents, Lynn Meager, said the entire event was about sex. She said, folks, I want to apologize for the graphic nature of this column, and I'm not going to read you the various things that they did. But it's important for you to understand the vile filth these librarians spewed into the minds of children. She said taxpayers should absolutely be concerned about what's going on between the stacks behind closed doors and in schools, I would add, and in our fire departments. You know, the fire department in Pennsylvania has literally become a red light district. They got a group now that's not only doing the, you know, the drag queen story hour. They've now got drag queen bingo up in Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania, the place where they've had the massive Catholic Church pedophile scandals, the place where the University of Pennsylvania had the massive pedophile scandals throughout the football team, Sandusky and so forth. These people now, even the fire departments and the various nonprofit organizations in Pennsylvania are now having drag queen bingo as if they needed any more perversion or pedophilia in Pennsylvania. They don't. Sparkling queens of drag, they said, typically bring in $5,000 to $3,000 a night. Yes, we know what they are. We're just haggling over the price. And if the price is big enough, you can just kiss your morals goodbye. Because as some of the people who are posing this expressed in a letter to the fire departments, they said, we're concerned that in these events, they openly encourage touching, fondling, groping of patrons by individuals who are dressed in drag. This is all happening, again, in the context of Me Too virtue signaling. But it's okay. Everything goes, anything goes, if you got men dressed up like women. No problem. Because we don't really know. Who is it men that are sexually abusing women? But it's men dressed up like women. I can't get my head around it. Evidently, maybe that's how they're getting through this. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the ridiculous Me Too accusation against President Trump. We'll be right back.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallacewell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs.
June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at Infowars.com/show.
Infowars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to play for you this woman who last week made a rape allegation against President Trump. Why haven't you seen more about this? Well, because they ran from it as quickly as possible. And I've got a very, very awkward interview that she had with Anderson Cooper that you absolutely must see. But before we do, I just want to say one more thing about LGBT and pride and so forth. And again, last week, I read you the Babylon Bee satire story, saying Chick-fil-A has a plan for celebrating Gay Pride Month. They're going to offer great food and service to everyone as they do every other month. That's their plan for that. But of course, the left hates Chick-fil-A. And even though we have the public rejecting the intolerance of the LGBT people, especially the women who are sick and tired of having the transgender agenda foisted upon them in bathrooms, in showers, in women's sports, and so forth. They're tired of that intolerance. And I think people are also seeing the intolerance of places. Began in Austin, not in Austin, in San Antonio. The city council there said, we're not going to let Chick-fil-A put up a restaurant in the airport. And then there was a New York town that did the same thing shortly after that. And then you had Governor Abbott respond with that, saying, you're not going to persecute businesses for this type of thing. They referred to it roughly as the Chick-fil-A Act. But of course, now Chick-fil-A has jumped into third place. They have now leapfrogged because of this. This has backfired again on the left, on the Democrats. All of this intolerance, people are sick of it. People are sick of the social engineering, of the bullying that is being done by these politicians and by these organizations. And so they have leapfrogged Wendy's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Subway, and they're in third place. The only restaurant chains that are ahead of Chick-fil-A now are McDonald's and Starbucks. And they're looking eagerly over their shoulder, even though Chick-fil-A is only open for 6 days a week. They're number three and closing in on Starbucks. So it's kind of blown back on them. They were in seventh place and they jumped to third place that quickly. Why is that? Well, you know, one of the things, like I said, beginning, they're going to offer great food and great service to people. That's just the way that you're supposed to do business, right? They hate them because they gave money to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship for Christian Athletes. They hate them because of their religious beliefs. This is the intolerance and the persecution of Christians that you can see throughout the LGBT agenda personified in Buttigieg, for example, more so than anybody else. Because again, his secret identity, not so secret anymore, right? These people come out as if they are superheroes, right? The only difference is that if you're talking about DC superheroes or Marvel superheroes, They have a superpower, and they try to hide it behind their secret identity. These people are trying to make their identity their superpower. And their identity is not a secret. Except, you know, when it is. I mean, you got Beto O'Rourke, who is not Hispanic, pretending that he is. You got Elizabeth Warren pretending that she's American Indian when she isn't American Indian, and so on. You know, so they, they have some masquerading, and they're not really, you know, the Marvel Avengers. They're the Marvelous Avengers, you know, or I guess you could call them the Revengers, because they want to do reparations to everybody. They want to take revenge on everybody, just like Elizabeth Warren. You know, we got to take revenge on the white people. Got to take revenge on the straight people. We got to have a retroactive tax cut to people who weren't, who were married, but didn't get a federal tax cut years and years ago. Now, this is where these people are. And so people just want to go somewhere where they're treated, where everybody is treated nice and where they like the food. And that's basically what Chick-fil-A has done for people. You know, these people want to punish businesses that give money to the Salvation Army. That's how they run. And, you know, one of the things that's pointed out in this BizPack review, talking about how they jumped from seventh place to third place. So you notice how the employees at Chick-fil-A don't say thank you, or say you're welcome, rather, right? They don't say you're welcome. You say thank you. They say, it's my pleasure. They drill that into them. My daughter works for Chick-fil-A. My pleasure, my pleasure. It's even something of a joke at home. She hands me something. I say, thank you. My pleasure. That's what they teach. I go to these other fast food restaurants, and a lot of times, when they hand me the food or something, I'll say thank you. And they'll just stare at me. They don't even say you're welcome. They just stare at me. That's why Chick-fil-A is going third place. That's why they're going to take over from Starbucks. Starbucks, where you can, you know, you got to fight off the junkies with their needles in the bathrooms. Yeah, they're kind of vulnerable in that second position, I think. So now let's take a look at the Me Too accusation against President Trump last week. And I want you to see this interview that Anderson Cooper had. If somebody makes an accusation against President Trump, you go straight to prime time on CNN with Anderson Cooper. It's big news. It's bigger than even a war erupting in Iran if somebody wants to go to war with the president and accuse him of rape. And that's exactly what this woman did. Exactly what she did. E. Jean Carroll. And she is a columnist. I think a gossip columnist, but I'm not really sure what kind of columnist she is. But nevertheless, here she is on Anderson Cooper. I want you to watch how awkward this got with Anderson Cooper. Play the clip.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It just hurt.
But I think most people think of rape as it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
And then she starts coming on Anderson Cooper. Watch out, Anderson. You may be openly gay, but she may charge you with Me Too next. Oh, you're kind of fascinating to talk to. We're talking about my sexual fantasies here. I think that's what we're really talking about with rape. Yeah, it was her sexual fantasy that she was raped by President Trump. He went on to say, I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay? Totally lying. I don't know anything about her. I know nothing about this woman. I know nothing. She's just terrible, he said. It's just terrible that people make statements like that and immediately get on CNN and MSNBC and so forth. That really kind of blew up with Anderson Cooper. He didn't know what to say. You heard him stammering and stuttering there. Fantasy? Most people think of rape as violence. He said, no, I think most people think of rape as a sexual fantasy. We got to go to break. You're kind of sexy yourself, Anderson. We'll be right back. We've got to go to break, quite frankly, and we'll be right back with a play about the Mueller report. What could possibly go wrong with that? Are these people out of touch with society? They just can't modify society enough to conform to their crazy perspectives. This is going to be another epic failure. We'll talk about it when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I said when we went to break, I would tell you about the latest Hollywood fantasy that is about to make its way to Broadway. You know, we had, and I reported it as it was closing last week or something, they were going to be there for like a month. They had an off-Broadway play that was about Hillary running for president against Barack Obama back in 2008. And much of the play was set in a hotel room where Hillary and Bill were talking about politics and about running against Obama. And they were surprised, evidently, that nobody, even in New York City, wanted to see that garbage. And I said, it reminded me, these people who put this thing together, they lost millions of dollars. I said, they must have seen that other Broadway play when before that it was a movie by Mel Brooks, The Producers, where you have this producer who's constantly doing bad films and so forth. And he's got this scheme where he signs up all these different people for a piece of the action, but he produces awful, awful plays that close, and therefore nobody expects to get paid. You know, he winds up selling like 300% of a piece of the pie. He could never pay back all these people. He would go bankrupt. He would go to jail, except that he produces an awful play and nobody expects their money back. And I said, these people must have done this. So, you know, as part of the producers, they decided, well, what could we do that would be the most obnoxious thing possible? Well, we'll do a musical about Adolf Hitler, and the central musical number in that Mel Brooks movie was Springtime for Hitler. I said, well, they could have spruced up this movie about Bill and Hillary running against Barack Obama in 2008. They could have put in there Springtime for Hillary and embraced all the authoritarian memes that would be so easy, such low-hanging fruit for Hillary Clinton. But they didn't. Quite frankly, you know, if they had, it would have been a big hit. It would have been a bigger because what happened was, of course, the spoiler alert here, everybody's seen this movie. It's very old. The original had Gene Wilder in it, Joe Mostel. But anyway, you know, what he does Springtime for Hitler. They think everybody's going to hate it. Instead, they loved it. And it was a success. And he went straight to jail. So that's why they didn't do Springtime for Hillary, because everybody would have loved that. People would have traveled to New York to see that, quite frankly. But now, I guess some other producers saw this and said, you know, we could do the same thing. We saw it done with Mel Brooks's producer. We saw it done with that play about Hillary running for president. I've got an idea. Let's produce another awful play. And they got all these Hollywood actors and actresses to sign up for this. This is a play about the Mueller report. Who's got, you know, my dinner with Mueller? just talking heads, talking about their political fantasies. This is a whole bunch of big name actors and actresses, the play. And of course, they know that there isn't going to be a big audience for this. So it's going to be a one night play, a one night stand for Hollywood, where they act out their fantasies because they just can't get enough of Saturday Night Live and Alec Baldwin mocking President Trump. So they're going to do a one night play about the Mueller report. They call it the investigation, a search for the truth in 10 acts. Well, you know, I kind of find, you know, if you want to do a play about a search for truth, maybe, especially, you know, they're in New York, maybe they'd be interested in doing a play, the search for truth about 9/11 and the acts involved in that. Oh, no. They don't care about that. They don't care about, you know, what happened with even the Iraq War, let's say. Or the CIA torture stuff. Real scandals. You know, the woman who's now running the CIA, Gina Haspel. And her cover-up of documents. No. They're going to do a thing about a fake investigation and a fake report from Mueller. And I say fake report because the Mueller report still says that the DNC was hacked by Russians. It was not hacked by Russians. WikiLeaks, who tells the truth, said it wasn't. William Binney, who tells the truth and is the former technical head of the NSA, did a technical analysis and said the Russians didn't hack it. They all said it was handed over by a whistleblower inside the DNC who was upset about the fact that Hillary had bought the DNC. They were millions of dollars in debt, and she was flush with cash from her corrupt political career, and she bought the DNC. And she had the whole thing sewn up before it ever started with the superdelegates against Bernie Sanders. And you had Bernie supporters who were very upset about that. That's what really happened. But let's go with this fantasy. Let's take a look at some of the people that are going to be there. One of the individuals there is Jason Alexander. I saw that and I thought, now what is Jason Alexander going to play? Yeah, he does look like Brian Stelter. You know, remember Jason Alexander is the guy that played George Costanza on Seinfeld. He looks a lot like Brian Stelter. Maybe he's going to be Brian Stelter, reading you the real news from CNN about all this stuff. And then, of course, Mark Hamill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, again, another Seinfeld crew. Sigourney Weaver, Wilson, Cruz, Joel Grey, Annette Bening, Kevin Kline, John Lithgow, many, many others. And they're going to go through a 448-page Mueller report. It's going to be high entertainment right there. Suspense. Spoiler alert, nothing happened. How about that? And that's really the thing. I mean, we look at all these Seinfeld actors here. You know, as they said, you know, Seinfeld was a show about nothing. This is a play about nothing. Appropriate that they would have Jason Alexander and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and so forth. Maybe, you know, maybe they, here's an idea. They could air this thing. They could make this a perennial classic. One night is just not enough for this. I think that the Democrats ought to air this every year at Christmas. It could be an annual event. You know, kind of like Festivus. It'd be their airing of grievances. So instead of a Christmas carol, it could be a Festivus carol. And all the leftist choir singing at the same time, enjoying this, I think that would turn this into an annual airing of grievances about the Mueller report. And then we have the video released by the cops who are still upset about how they were scammed by Jussie Smollett. They released the video showing him coming to the door well long after this so-called attack had happened. He comes to the door wearing the noose around his neck. And he stands there with the noose around his neck just so that they would believe him, obviously, right? You know, this prop that he's wearing. And at one point in the video, one of the cops says to him, you want to take that off or anything? This is how patently absurd this was. And this is one of the reasons why from the very beginning, many of us who looked at it said he was walking around with that noose for a long time. This is obviously staged. Maybe they should do a play about this. This guy has become a cause celeb of the celebrity left. I think they ought to do a play about Jussie Smollett. And there's a lot of different aspects of this, of course. You know, there's the corruption of the district attorney who didn't come after him and so forth. But, this is the footage that they have put out there. The cops are rightfully outraged about this and how this thing has gone down. And so now they're putting this out there as well. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about election rigging. Election rigging. And I look at this, and I kind of, you know, I think the Democrats come to the elections. They don't have any winning issues, as I've pointed out. They're playing this ridiculous identity politics game, reparations for blacks, reparations for gay marriage, and all this other kind of stuff. So how are they going to win? I think they look at this, and they say, how can I rig thee? Let me count the ways, right? We'll talk about all the different ways they're going to rig it. Shall I compare thee to the popular vote? We'll talk about how they do that. Dare I speak only love of thee? Oh, no, they will not let anybody speak love of anyone else, only of their beloved party. And let me count the ways. How are they going to count the vote? What are the ways that they're going to count the vote? Yeah, how can I rig thee? We will count the ways when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris
Access, and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show, Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth, two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th, coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about election rigging. As I said, paraphrasing Elizabeth Barrett Browning, how do I rig thee? Let me count the ways. And of course, they'll be the ones counting the votes. They'll be the ones who say who you can speak your love of. And of course, they start out by saying, how do we compare the popular vote? And of course, that's one of the first things that we've noticed with them. Because they can't win the election, they come up with all kinds of mechanisms to try to overthrow the election. For years, it was standard practice, especially throughout the South. The Democrat Party always used gerrymandering, and gerrymandering goes back to the beginning of the Republic. You had the ability to pick congressional districts, and the people who picked it, the state legislature, would always shape the congressional districts to favor a political party or political candidates and so forth. And that's the way that it was always done. It got to absurd lengths once they started having the ability to go through the voter registration rolls and correlate addresses with political parties. And so I remember back in the 1990s, when the Democrats were in charge, as they had been, always in charge. The only time they ever lost control in North Carolina was for a brief period of time during Reconstruction. The rest of the time they were in charge, and the rest of the time they engaged in radical gerrymandering. I remember when they had what was called I think it was the I-40. It was named after a highway, I-40 Congressional District. And basically, they would just go down this interstate or popular road, and they would just jump from one side to the other on the road, you know, cherry-picking different houses so they could get the right mix of a political party. They would concentrate all of the Republican voters as much as they could into one or two districts, and then the rest of them, they would make sure that they had Democrat majorities so they could always win. And after Obama carried North Carolina in 2008, the people had voter remorse, and by 2010, they not only didn't like Obama in North Carolina, but they didn't like the Democrat Party in general. And the Democrats lost every single statewide election. For the first time, they got a Republican state house. And so they got, you know, the Republicans won the governorship, the lieutenant governorship, the state house, the state senate, for the first time ever. And that was also a census year, 2010. What they did not win, however, the Republicans won everything except for the congressional seats. Nothing at all changed with the congressional seats because of the gerrymandering. They already had predetermined, you know, if you select the voters, you set up the outcome. And that's what gerrymandering is really ultimately about. Well, when the Republicans were able, every 10 years, they redraw the congressional districts after the census. And when the Republicans had the majority, they redrew the lines to favor themselves, just as the Democrats had always done. Now the Democrats are saying, that's not fair. That's not fair. And, of course, you know, when we look at the fact that we've got a census coming up, what they're going to do is they're going to use that census, and this is why they are pushing back against President Trump, not wanting him to ask the citizenship question, which is the essence of the census anyway. The government doesn't have any business knowing what kind of refrigerator I wear, how big my house is, or my shoe size. They do have a legitimate interest in knowing how many citizens there are. And as I pointed out last week, and Richard Proctor and I were talking about this, there's supposed to be one congressman for every 30,000 people. They just arbitrarily ignored that immediately in 1790. You know, they didn't pass the Constitution until, you know, Bill of Rights was 1789. Constitution was just a couple of years before that. So by 1790, they completely ignored that. And they continued to ignore it. Finally, you know, they just came up with an arbitrary number. Finally, in the early 20th century, they just fixed the number of congressional representatives. And now the number of people that are represented by each congressman has grown to about 720 some odd thousand people. Too much power in the hands of too few people, and totally in violation of the Constitution that they just ignore. So this is coming up, and that's one way that they can rig it. If they rig the census, they will rig their representation in Congress and in the Electoral College, but that's not even enough for them. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want to stack the census towards foreign citizens. They want these foreign citizens, as a matter of fact, voting for the welfare state that they represent. So that's what they mean when they talk about the quote-unquote popular vote. You got the National Popular Vote Movement, a compact between Democrat states saying that regardless of the outcome in a state like Nevada, if, you know, we're going to be part of this compact. And so once we get enough states involved in this that we can throw the election, we got more than 270 electoral votes. Once we get enough of them in, we will override the results of the Electoral College in our state. So if Nevada voted for candidate A, but candidate B got the most popular votes, they'll ignore all the votes of the people in Nevada and throw all the Electoral College representation to the other. They're just subvert the wishes of their own people. That's what that compact is about. Why? So that the Democrats can win. They'll rig the game. Gerrymandering, Electoral College, foreign citizens voting. The other thing that they do is they try to control social media, right? You know, dare I speak my love of thee if I want to rig the election? No, no, no. You will not say on social media what you agree or disagree with. You will be silenced. You'll be gagged. You'll be blindfolded, and you'll have fingers stuck in your ear by Mark Zuckerberg and by Google and others. You will see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil of the Democrats. And you will hear and see and speak no good about the Republicans if they have their way. And, of course, they will also control the corporate media. That's already pretty easily controlled. And if that's not good enough, we've got NewsGuard from Microsoft that's going to put a check mark and, oh, you can trust these sort of, you can't trust anything that these people, nothing that they say, everything that these other people say. It's a binary world, right? And in that binary world, everybody gets a one or a zero in terms of truthiness. So, yes, Fox News you can trust, but you can't trust InfoWars or Breitbart. Why? Well, because NewsGuard, that is Microsoft, says so. Or maybe Google with their new Chrome browser doing the same thing. Denigrating other, you know, browsers and search engines that hide results. Search engines that hide results. Think about that. This is where we are, folks. This is the doublespeak of Silicon Valley. Search engines that hide results. We have deplatforming. We have defunding. We have depersoning of anybody that they don't like Alex Jones, like InfoWars. And then finally, you know, how do I love thee? How do I rig thee? Let me count the ways. And who's going to do the vote counting? Microsoft doesn't have just NewsGuard. As I pointed out, they've had ElectionGuard. ElectionGuard is going to be basically the operating system for all the electronic voting machines, which means that they have enterprise-wide fraud capabilities. But you can trust Microsoft, right? I mean, they were the most complicit of all the Silicon Valley people working with DARPA and the NSA to spy on you. So, of course, they would be the people that the government turns to safeguard the integrity of our elections, right? Yeah, yeah, that's exactly how this works. Election guard and electronic voting. It doesn't matter who you vote for, even if all these other things fail, even if these other structures fail, even if they fail to gag you and blindfold you, they'll still have election guard. We're going to cover the debates, and we're going to be covering them on Thursday night. And I just want to play for you again a clip talking about our debate coverage. Yes, it is a clown show, but we're going to tell you the things that even the conservative corporate media will not tell you as we cover this. Here's the promotion for what's going to be happening on Wednesday and Thursday night here at InfoWars.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates!
All-star, Beto O'Rourke.
Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners, yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union! Kamala Harris, and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show with live coverage next week, Wednesday and Thursday night.
Actually, the live coverage is this week. It's this Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be doing Thursday night as well. Folks, we don't get free money here at InfoWars. You are our only sponsor. We don't get money from the government. We don't, certainly, we get nothing but persecution from Silicon Valley and the censorship there. If you want to support us, don't forget about the Save InfoWars Emergency Special we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all InfoWars Live products. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, They are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates!
All-star Beto O'Rourke.
Oh my God, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallacewell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there's a story on Free Thought Project today. Cops accuse innocent hospital patient of trying to steal his IV bag, and they rip it from his arm and arrest him. When I saw this article, I thought, you know, this is really a visual metaphor for what is being done to us by our own government in terms of health care. They reserve to themselves the right to stick things in your arm, and they reserve the right to remove by force medical treatment that is effective for you. Here is the story behind this. This is an individual. It's in Freeport, Illinois. His name is Shaquille Dukes, 24 years old. He was admitted to the hospital earlier this month with double pneumonia. He was making a recovery, and he had asked his doctor, or maybe the doctor suggested to him, but it, nevertheless, the doctor knew about it, approved of it, and said that he could go outside for a walk. As long as you don't leave the hospital property, he said, yeah, you can go outside for a walk. So he's in his hospital gown. He's got an IV in his arm, in his hospital gown, and he's got the, you know, the thing walking along with it. but he's outside. And as he and his friend were returning on their, in the parking lot on their way back into the hospital, some security officer called the police and said, I think he's trying to steal this IV. As if, I mean, seriously, are you that paranoid about this kind of stuff? But of course, you know, anybody, this is the mentality now, you know, that TSA officers with their blue gloves, security guards in various places, anybody, airline stewardesses, anybody, I have a power, I have authority over you, obey me, right? I mean, that's why we give these people uniforms, right? We need to know who our overseers are on this plantation. Don't you, as a slave, ever talk back to these people, right? I imagine he was, when he was confronted by the police, the cop got out of the car. What are you going to do, steal that, sell it on eBay? He said, I told him, this machine is pumping fluid into my veins as we speak. But the security guard didn't care. Security guard didn't care. You know, don't you dare speak back to your overlords, to the plantation overseers. Don't you ever. You got an attitude there, son. You're going to get that corrected right now. They call the police. They ripped the thing out of his arm. Even though he's in a hospital gown, he's got the IV tube, and you know, he's somehow going to, in their imagination, he's going to steal this and sell it on the black market. And just to make sure they got everybody, all the criminals, they also arrested his brother and their friend, two people who were with him. Arrest all three of them. That, I think, folks, is a metaphor for what's happening in our country. You think that's an exaggeration of what's happening to you and I? Take a look at the fact that the FDA thinks that it can just arbitrarily come in and rip the stem cells that you have set aside for your own treatment, for your own disease, for things which there are no treatments, even from the pharmaceutical company. Certainly not any effective treatments. They have some very, very dangerous things that they sell you that might mitigate the symptoms a little bit. But, you know, you might get cancer in the meantime and a bill, $10,000 a month for those drugs. But you're not going to be allowed to have those treatments yourself. They're going to rip that out of your hand. And if you've got any stem cells that are stored somewhere, they're going to rip those out of the tissue bank as well. Your own stem cells that were taken from your own fat cells. Going to take that out. And then, of course, they feel that they can mandate any vaccines to anybody that they want. If you are a patient who found that the only way that you could survive taking these chemotherapy drugs, these biologics and chemotherapy, you know, they made you violently ill. The only thing that would ameliorate that was CBD oil. Oh, no, we'll kick that out of your hand. And we'll put you in jail for many years as well. You try to self-medicate with that stuff. Maybe you've got uncontrollable seizures because you got their vaccines or your child. Oh, no, you can't have the only medication that'll stop that, CBD. Yeah, we really are like that, aren't we?
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We're just talking about the war against your health care. Conducted by our own government on behalf of their corporate cronies. And we're going to have more to say about that coming up in the program. But let's go to the literal war right now that is being sold to us by other vendors. You know, they all specialize in different things. Some people sell, they sell death in different ways. You know, some of the people sell death via pharmaceuticals. Others sell it via missiles and bombs. So, you know, pick your poison. You want Stark Industries or you want Bayer? You know, which one do you want? Pesticides, maybe. How's that? Pick your poison. Trump is now complaining that aides that he hired are trying to push him into war with Iran. He says, it is so disgusting. Well, here's what you do, President Trump. There was somebody once upon a time had a very famous program. It's called The Apprentice. And he was famous for saying, you're fired. You're fired. Why don't you look at John Bolton and say, you fired. Pompeo, you fired. It's very easy. You hired these people. They work for you. Tell them you're fired. You've already done that several times to bad hires that you've had. And you've got some really bad hires right now that are pushing us into a really bad corner. And you need to fire them. He said, these people want to push us into war. It's so disgusting. As he was talking about his inner circle of aides, we don't need any more wars. And yet he chose to hire these people. He chose to hire these people. And it says choice to fire them. You know, we look at what's going on with Fox News. And again, it's interesting to look at the juxtaposition of Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson on this issue in one network. You don't see that, interestingly enough. You don't see that at MSNBC or at CNN. They are, as they always do, cheerleading the war. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Tucker Carlson didn't have his show. You know, Tucker Carlson didn't have, you know, there weren't any voices on Fox News that weren't cheerleading the war. Not too many years ago, who did they have? Right? They had Bill O'Reilly. Go get him. Wartime. Wave the American flag. Megyn Kelly, neocon, and Sean Hannity as well. And so what did we see this last week? Well, we had Sean Hannity coming out and agree with Sean Hannity on many things, but not on his embrace of war. You know, Sean, go get on a uniform yourself if you love war that much. And I say the same thing to Mark Levin and John Bolton, the rest of these guys here. Anyway, Sean Hannity said, in coming days, we will know if the mullahs are smart enough to take the opportunity, which is a small window. It may not even exist within 5 minutes, he said in his opening monologue. Because if they don't, the president will have no choice. He will bomb the hell out of them. No need for a long, protracted, boots-on-the-ground kind of war. Have we heard this before? We have the greatest military, thank God, on the face of this earth. And we have more advanced weapons and so forth. And they work. And so, kind of like Eric Swalwell. We're going to take your guns, and we'll do it by force if necessary. Joe Biggs says, you're going to start a civil war. And he goes, well, we got nuclear weapons, and they're legit. We'll do it if we need to, right? You know, I've heard this. If you go back and you look at when we used to have debates about wars, when we used to have public comments, and we used to have senators and so forth that would debate this type of thing instead of just saying, well, it's my decision and we're going to go to war, says the president. Back in the day when we used to have debates over this, if you go back in the history books, go back to, let's say, the Civil War, right? Look at both sides sticking their chest out, beating their chest out. We're going to whoop them Yankees. We're going to whoop them hillbillies and rebels. And it's going to be short work. Those guys don't stand a chance. Every war since then as well. They're all going to be short wars. None of them are going to be protracted wars. Now, take a look at Iraq, for example. We had, you know, we didn't need a long protracted war, but we got one, didn't we? We got one. We wiped out their military in no time at all. I remember in the lead up to the Iraq War, you had National Review, and I think it was Iraq War I, had William F. Buckley saying, we can and we should reduce their Air Force to twisted metal. And they did. And then we're still there. And we haven't won anything. And we spent a lot of money and a lot of lives and a lot of blood on both sides. For what? For what? Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, opened his statement by slamming, as Newsweek points out, by slamming the numerous conflicts that the U.S. has been involved in the Middle East since September 11th, 2001. None of the efforts made by the U.S. military have worked, he said, though the country has spent trillions of dollars and thousands of American lives to make the Middle East into our image. Oh, that's a great line. We're always trying to make people into our image, aren't we? Freedom is never given. And that is true whether you're talking about the greedy, well, I won't call them, you know, the rest of that line. Whether you're talking about the greedy, illegitimate rulers that we have in Washington, or whether you're talking about a foreign country where they have no respect for individual liberty. They don't want a republic. They don't want a democracy even, right? You can't give them liberty. You can't give, and the people who take political power here in the United States, they're never going to give it back to us. That's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Freedom is never given. It's only taken. And so if these people in these other countries don't want it badly enough to take it for themselves, you can't go in there and destroy the military of Saddam Hussein and hand them a free country because they're not ready for it. They can't handle it. They don't want it. They don't value it. They don't understand how it works. It's got to come from within them. Freedom comes within you. That's why we're losing it here in America, because nobody in America wants freedom. They don't understand its value. They don't value it any. We don't value this anymore. As I was just saying, you know, we got the New York Post and these conservatives talking about, well, you know, who's the most patriotic? How many people have the highest percentage of people who join the military, who wave the flag and so forth? That's not what this country was about. This country was about individual liberty. We don't even talk about that. Even in the context of the Declaration of Independence, we don't talk about individual liberty. We don't understand it. We don't value it. We don't want it. We're not going to get it. We're headed into hardcore slavery. And I'm just talking about this to the few of you who understand, the few of you who are going to take the measures necessary to protect yourself and your families in the coming tyranny. Because there's not going to be anybody, there's not going to be any sugar daddy or savior in Washington that's going to protect you. Understand that. Understand that. If I could get one thing, two things, value your liberty and understand you're not going to be given that. And so it never works when we go abroad to do that either. Tucker Carlson went on to say, by every measure, our foreign wars have ended in dismal failure. However noble their intentions, and some did have noble intentions. That's right. They will lie to you about the noble intentions, because these people who get us into war do not have noble intentions. They'll lie to you about a domino theory. They'll lie to you about the Vietnam village tactic. Oh yeah, look, we took this village and now we're in a better situation for a negotiated tactic. That's what they're doing in Afghanistan right now. The Vietnam village tactic. Yeah, the Taliban's taken back almost all the country. Yeah, there is no military victory ever in sight there. But, you know, if we get more villages, we can negotiate a better settlement with the Taliban and so forth. Yeah, these are the people that if you sign up for the military, you're signing up to be cannon fodder for them. Take a look at what Henry Kissinger said about the military. He had absolutely no regard. He thought your lives were cheap and could be expended for his political game. Tucker Carlson went on to say, Trump is one of the rare Republican politicians honest enough to admit that our foreign wars have ended in dismal failure. He said it out loud 3 years ago. He promised not to repeat the same mistakes if elected president, partly because he said that he was elected president. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at how MSNBC and CNN, all these other people, lock arms to attack Tucker Carlson because he has the audacity to talk about unwanted, unnecessary foreign wars. He has the audacity to speak truth to the president.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star, Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallacewell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at what's going on, it's not just the elections that are being rigged. And we've got Alex Jones talking to James O'Keefe coming up later in the program, talking about how Google is saying, you got to make sure you don't break us up. You know, you need us big so that we can control what people see and hear and say. Right. And saying, you don't want to have another Trump situation happening, do you? You don't want people actually being able to see, hear, and speak evil about things they don't agree with, speak well of things that they do agree with. No, we don't want to have that. That's what we're here for. We're a search engine, and we're going to help you hide things. Yes, search engines to hide things. This is straight out of George Orwell. And, of course, the other thing that's straight out of George Orwell is war is peace. Freedom is slavery. War is peace. And you're not going to find anybody. You know, now, fortunately, the big corporate media, you got one voice. One voice, Tucker Carlson. Alternative media is being purged, like InfoWars, Breitbart. They're being purged out of the internet. Your voices are being silenced. So it makes it very important that at least in corporate media, for however long he's able to last, you've got somebody who's going to stand up and stand against war. This is a first. And they, even though this would be a winning situation for them from a popularity standpoint, because people in America don't want war, it'd be a winning thing for them if they were to hire people who basically had the same perspective as the American people instead of trying to lie to us and to propagandize us into war. And yet the tactic that people like Mark Levin are taking at Fox News, who just wrote this wonderful book about freedom of speech, right? But if you disagree with Mark Levin on the essence and the necessity of what war is, how we have to have war, if you disagree with him, you are a propagandist. He just keeps using that word. You disagree, you're a propagandist. Mark Levin's not going to debate you. He's going to lie to you. He's going to tell you, we've got to follow Reagan's foreign policy. Well, Mark Levin, Reagan's foreign policy after the Beirut bombing was to say these people are crazy. They don't want peace. They're never going to have peace. We're getting out of here. That's what Ronald Reagan did. And I agree with Mark Levin. I think we should do what Ronald Reagan did. Get out of there. They're crazy. Instead, we're going to try to give nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia while we tell Iran they can't have nuclear weapons. We're going to take an entire fleet of ships and jam them into the Strait of Hormuz, hoping that somebody can bump up against somebody and have a he hit me first incident so we can have an excuse for war. And that's exactly what Mark Levin is pushing. Sean Hannity as well. And MSNBC and CNN are also pushing this, of course. All the Operation Mockingbird people at CNN, Anderson Cooper, used to be CIA, all these people. And then on MSNBC, we have Nicole Wallace, who actively mocks Tucker Carlson for speaking the truth to President Trump, speaking sanity to President Trump, reminding him of what he already knew, what he said as a candidate. Here is MSNBC's Nicole Wallace mocking Tucker Carlson. Video 3.
A weekend of misdirection and conflicting stories about Donald Trump's on-again, off-again strike against Iran, including the revelation that Fox News host Tucker Carlson has emerged as one of the president's most influential military advisors. Donald Trump today announcing new sanctions against Iran, a nation we were on the brink of striking just last week before Trump abruptly pulled back. The problem for the Trump administration may turn out to be an emboldened Iran, still threatening over the weekend to shoot down more U.S. surveillance drones if they violate Iranian airspace.
All right, she went on to talk about that, and one of the panelists along with her, Charlie Skykes, said, what could possibly go wrong after she said Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson is a heavyweight military analyst for the Trump administration. And as Charlie Skykes with her says, oh, yeah, what could possibly go wrong with that? Maybe we should just cut the middleman and make Carlson the Secretary of State. Well, he'd be a lot better than Pompeo. Anybody would be better than Pompeo. Anybody would be better than Bolton. I'd vote for that. I'd vote for Tucker Carlson for Secretary of State or whatever. I'd vote for William Binney as head of the NSA. I'd put Ray McGovern in over the CIA, throw Gina Haspel out. I got a lot of staff recommendations that I would put in. but as the Spectator said, maybe we ought to give Tucker Carlson a Nobel Prize. I think we should. It'd be better than giving it to Obama, the guy who, remember, Obama, before he ever did anything, the Nobel Peace Prize people gave him the Peace Prize. This is the president, our president, Obama, who got the Nobel Peace Prize, the first U.S. president to be at war for the entire 8 years of his presidency, the first time that ever happened. And he was the one they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to. Again, as I said in The Spectator, anybody with half a brain can tell some of President Trump's cabinet and his advisors are itching to bomb Iran, right, as McCain said. And, of course, on the mainstream corporate media, all you get is a concerted PR effort to escalate hostilities with Tehran. Now, that's not what we're doing here. We are focused on protecting life and liberty. And you don't protect life by going to war. You don't protect liberty by going to war. As a matter of fact, the first thing that happens when you go to war, Mark Levin, you want to talk about free speech, unfree speech, and whatever the title of your little book is? The first thing that happens, the first casualty of war, is the truth. The people who want to push us into war are the ones who take away the truth. And they also take away the free press. They also attack journalists. They call them propagandists. They call them friends of the enemy. We saw this with Woodward Wilson locking up a Hollywood producer who dared to make a movie called The Spirit of 76 when Woodrow Wilson wanted to go to war with Britain against the Germans in World War II. He didn't want somebody putting out a movie showing the British as bad guys. So first they censored him, and when he pushed back, they sent him to jail and gave him a massive fine and destroyed his life. And the Supreme Court doubled down and said there is no First Amendment for movies, and that decision lasted until the 1950s. Yeah, the first casualty of war is truth, and the first casualty in the fight against truth is the free press. Tucker Carlson's home, as a matter of fact, now you got the Antifa idiots who not only attacked his home, showed up his home, trolled him. Now they're threatening to, not threatening, they've already plastered his home address all over Washington, D.C. Just like you see these Antifa students here in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas. threatening anybody if they dare to out themselves as conservatives. If they dare to join the Young Conservatives of Texas or Turning Point USA, they said, you want to be famous? You just might be if you join these organizations. We'll put your name and more in an article like this. We're going to dox you. We're going to out you. We're going to set you up as a target to be attacked. Well, you know what? We know where these guys live. We know where these Antifa people live. 92% of them live with their mommy and daddy. That's right. We know their address. That's where they've always lived. They'll never grow up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little-d democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
InfoWars and free speech. And your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, and we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's not just in the alternative media who are pushing back against the war. And of course, you know, you have the monolithic corporate media, which there's a crack in it. That crack is called Tucker Carlson. He's not a crackpot. They try to make him out to be that way. And of course, MSNBC attacked him and said, oh, look, he's the president's advisor. Well, I'm glad the president is taking some advice from somebody who's rational. Because the president did the right thing. MSNBC accused him of flip-flopping. Well, you know, when you're about to make a mistake, it's good to pull back. And quite frankly, President Trump flip-flopped when he agreed to send the fleet over there and to escalate the situation. He's actually returning back to the things that he campaigned on as a candidate. Rand Paul also had comments about this. He said, I'm really proud of President Trump for showing restraint. Let's play video clip number four.
What's your reaction to these sanctions? Good idea?
You know, I'm really proud of President Trump for showing restraint. I think it really takes a statesman to show restraint amidst a chorus of voices for war. Whether the sanctions will work, I think, is another story. Currently, from the Iranian perspective, they see the sanctions as an act of war, cutting off their ability to sell any oil to Asia, which the previous sanctions actually allowed them to sell some oil. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I think, becoming so stringent that they have a couple possibilities. They say, oh, we're sorry, and we're going to negotiate, or they say we're really, really mad and we're going to fight. Unfortunately, it looks like we've got their back up against a wall, and I think we're more likely to have more military confrontations than we are to have diplomacy. Mm-hmm. I'm very open and would like to have diplomacy. I know the president said he would talk without preconditions. The problem is right now, because we pulled out of an agreement that Iran was actually adhering to, the Iranians feel like, you know, we're not acting in a good faith manner.
So you believe that we should have stayed in that agreement?
You know, I didn't agree with the fact that we gave up the money early. When the president has said this repeatedly, we gave him $150 billion up front. I think that was a mistake. The problem is that's already done. That was a carrot, but we gave up the carrot too easily. But now that it's gone, we have no other carrots. All we have is stick. And so we're adding the stick, which is more sanctions. But I don't know that that's bringing them, you know, they came to the negotiating table initially because they had a carrot, and the carrot was the money. We gave it up too easily, but they were still complying. I would have built upon the nuclear deal to try to get a ballistic missile deal. Instead, getting rid of the nuclear deal, we've got to start over on the nuclear deal and a ballistic missile deal. And I think we also have to realize that if you want the Iranians to agree to a ballistic missile, conventional ballistic missile deal, the Saudis would have to be part of it. They're not going to give up their weapons with the Saudis not giving up any. Yeah. And I agree with the president. I don't want them to have nuclear weapons, but I also don't want the Saudis to have nuclear weapons. So I wouldn't give the Saudis nuclear technology. I think that pushes the Iranians to break out from the nuclear agreement.
Wow. How incredible is that? That we've got at least, see, we got one person at Fox News, or should say in all the corporate media, and we got one person in all of Congress, Rand Paul. Yeah, he graciously called President Trump a statesman, but then he talked about the fact that, look, the original mistake was the mistake of Obama. Giving $150 billion or whatever it was to the Iranians, that is a big mistake. But that ship has sailed, quite frankly. And he said, what we should have been doing is negotiating. He said they were, you know, following the nuclear agreement. Everybody agrees with that. What we should have been doing was to move further and work on ballistic missiles. But look, you can't do this, said Rand Paul, if you're going to let the Saudis have ballistic missiles and nuclear ballistic missiles. That's the reality here. That's the harsh reality that President Trump's warmongering advisors are not telling. They want to, you've got these people who are representing the military-industrial complex, and they want to sell every possible weapon to our head-chopping allies, the Saudis. Look, Iran's not a good country. And I can tell you that the Saudis are even worse. They are even worse than Iran. Why are they our allies? Why are the Saudis our allies? We're letting the Saudis and the Israelis push us into this war? We're going to be their unpaid mercenaries yet again in the Middle East? It's a shame that we don't have a President Rand Paul, because he really does understand this. He really does. And when he talks about the sanctions, is that going to make it worse? There's an article at Zero Hedge by Caitlin Johnstone. She says, crucial goods right now in Iran are four times the price they used to be. We got sick Iranians having difficulty obtaining life-saving medicine. You know, kind of like sick Americans, you know. I guess we got sanctions from the FDA, from the DEA. Of course, there's no sanctions on what the big pharmaceutical companies can sell us, and there's no sanctions on what the military-industrial complex can sell Saudis. You got people in Iran having trouble getting life-saving medicine. Life in general has been getting more difficult. That's why when they asked Madeleine Albright, you know, your sanctions killed 500,000 kids. Are you happy about it? Oh, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. Well, these people think it's worth it, too. Nevertheless, we have most Americans oppose war, but we are backing Iran into a corner. We are plugging the Strait of Hormuz with a fleet of ships and planes, hoping that something is going to happen. It's absolute insanity. At the same time, we got President Trump coming out and saying, just like Leon Panetta did in the back and forth dialogue between Jeff Sessions, Jeff Sessions says, you're going to tell us before you send any troops into Syria. Well, we'll confer with NATO. We'll confer with the UN. We might tell you. They probably would tell you, but we don't have to tell you. President Trump is saying, well, I like the idea of keeping Congress abreast, but I don't have to do that. And they said in this interview with The Hill, they said, well, Nancy Pelosi said that you do. Actually, it isn't Nancy Pelosi. It's the Constitution that says you do. He said, I disagree. I like keeping them abreast, but I don't have to do it legally. Yes, you do, President Trump. You are not above the Constitution. The Constitution, you swore an oath to the Constitution, President Trump, because that's where you get your authority from. The Constitution is supreme over any individual, including you, the President. The founders of this country had a phrase. They called it lex rex. That means the law is king. We don't have a human king. We don't have a dictator. We don't have an emperor. We've had those in the past. We've had Obama and Bush who believe that they can send us into any war and keep us in war forever. We thought you were going to be different. All right, we're going to have a debate that's coming up on Wednesday and Thursday between the Democrats, 10 one night, 10 the next night. I'm going to be on Thursday night. Just to give you an idea of this, again, is it a circus or is it going to be a circular firing squad? I think all of the above. Here's Alex Jones talking about the upcoming coverage, live coverage of the Democrat debates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show on earth, Clown World. 20 socialist, globalist, communist candidates, all in one spot for two nights only. And you're going to have uncensored, unbridled, pure analysis like no one else can do it. Clown World, the greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only, 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at Infowars.com/show. It's the greatest show on earth. A bunch of parasites bitching and complaining, working for the Chi-Coms to overthrow America. Join us next Wednesday and Thursday for Clown World, the biggest show on earth.
I'm not Alex Jones. I'm P.T. Barnum. I love the Democrats. Beto O'Rourke says the world's ending in 11 years and the border should be open. There's so many other clowns. Cory Booker says pay reparations even if 98% of whites didn't have ancestors that owned slaves. And then we move on to Pocahontas. She's whiter than anybody ever known in history, but it's okay. She's a fraud. And then Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden loves segregationists and wants to put blacks in prison for three times the sentence of whites. But hey, the Democratic Party loves the KKK. And then Swallowswell, he says, use nuclear weapons on gun owners that don't turn their weapons in. Bernie Sanders says that white people don't know what it's like to be poor. And you've got Buttigieg. Oh, what a king. And of course, Kamala Harris and so many others.
All right, we've got to go to break. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones talking to Project Veritas to James O'Keefe.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to just give us straight donations? There's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them. 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality. Survival Shield X2. Now back in stock. Brain Force Plus. Turbo Force. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many more. Stock up on the toothpaste. The coffee. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. And I forgot. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallace Wells says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it was a pretty big story. It was red-linked on the Drudge Report. You had members of Congress talking about it. This is a story on InfoWars. What we did was we talked about the silence about what was exposed with YouTube, with Google. And yet, as Jamie White's story on InfoWars.com points out, CNN, Washington Post, CNBC, Huffington Post, New York Times, Vox, Vice, Newsweek, Politico, And he puts even the Daily Beast, I would say especially the Daily Beast. None of these people talked about what Google did. And I've got a clip here where Alex Jones interviewed James O'Keefe yesterday talking about this expose by Project Veritas, what they exposed of Google. Just to summarize it, folks, we've got a search engine, world's biggest search engine, does a better job of hiding data than we've ever seen before. A search engine that hides information. And then, of course, we have social media, that big digital public square where the public has no rights. This is the situation that we're in right now. Folks, if you want to help us here at InfoWars, we've got the Save InfoWars emergency special up right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life products. These are all natural health supplements, vitamins, minerals. You're not going to find any better quality health supplements and InfoWars Life type products, things to help your family, help your health. You're not going to find anything better than that anywhere else, and now you're not going to find it at a better price anywhere else. 50% off and free shipping and double Patriot points for discounts in the future. All of that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, this is our last segment. I want to make sure that you hear as much as possible this interview that Alex Jones had with James O'Keefe. Let's roll that.
What else is coming? Big stuff?
All these people are coming to me in the last 24 hours. More insiders. Yes, I just learned last night there's another person in the company that wants to come forward. It doesn't get better than that. VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com. I urge you, if you work for one of these organizations and you do want to tell the truth to people, contact us. We'll work with you.
InfoWar. The most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide, and I'm as excited about this as I've ever been excited about anything in my 25 years on air. James O'Keefe doesn't want to call himself a legend or his great intrepid crew of investigators legends, but they are. And it's very fair to say, if it wasn't for James O'Keefe and all of you magnifying his great crew's work and Drudge Report, everybody else, Trump wouldn't be in office. This country would already be under the rule of people like AOC. James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.com has broken hundreds of stories that have brought the establishment to their knees. But this latest one with the head of Google censorship, and the group has an Orwellian name, is the biggest yet. Google executive, and there's a bunch of these people on tape, admits election meddling to prevent Trump winning 2020, brags Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. It's a 25-minute report. It's at ProjectVeritas.com. It's at InfoWars.com. It's at NewsWars.com. It's at DrudgeReport.com. I don't care where you get it, but your email, your text messages, that gets past the censors. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, get it out. Call Congress. Call talk radio. This is the total proof and their arrogance. James O'Keefe just got in the cockpit. He'll be with us for the next 15 minutes. James, get right to, I believe this is your biggest coup yet. This, because this lady's so high level. Tell us what's unfolded.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it is a 25-minute report. We uploaded it this morning. It's on Drudge and Red. And this is a video recording of an insider. That's someone who currently works for Google, blowing the whistle. It comes on the heels of a story from a Pinterest insider, which I know your audience saw. So there's this sort of watershed moment where they're all coming forward. Now, what this video shows is it shows the insider talking about algorithmic unfairness. That's a term you probably haven't heard before. The confidential documents, which I have a copy of here and appear in the video. And I'm going to read from the document. It says, quote, in some cases, it may be appropriate to take no action if the system, that's Google, accurately affects reality, while in other cases it may be desirable to consider how we might help society reach a more fair and equitable state via product intervention. So these documents show algorithmic unfairness. The executive named Janai on the secret recording obtained by Project Veritas shows how they want to affect the 2020 election outcome. So all these things corroborate each other. It is a huge story, Alex. An insider, whistleblower, secret recordings of the executives inside of Google, and the documents. And it shows Google's efforts to basically augment reality. And to quote the Google documents, basically have an impact on the masses to get the agenda they want.
James, when I got up this morning and saw this, nothing gives me butterflies. Nothing gives me short of breath. I almost had an anxiety attack on how in the hell am I going to make a big enough deal about this. And then a text message came in from the producer. Oh, we've got James O'Keefe. I was like, I mean, because I want to beat these people. And we know they've been doing it. You've caught them a bunch yourself. We've caught them. They brag about it. And now you've got like the Holy Grail, the Rosetta Stone, the skeleton key. I mean, she's on there. Others are on there just admitting it. And this term product intervention. Sundar is up before Congress 8 months ago saying we don't intervene in anything. I mean, the perjury alone.
Yeah. And that one of the things that this Jen Janai, who's the head of Google Innovation, says, you just showed the quote. She said that we're not changing. Congress can pressure us, but we're not. We don't want to show up. We're not changing. So I think one of the things the insider told me was how amazing there he is. Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. And she specifically says that Liz Warren, she's, I like Liz Warren, but you know, Liz Warren has some problems because if they break Google up, says this Jen Janai, then small companies won't be able to stop Trump, but we can. We can prevent a big company can prevent Trump's situation, whereas smaller companies cannot. So the issue is, Alex, that the Google is classified as a platform.
I understand. Section 230, back in 60, James O'Keefe, the legend. Okay, I've been interviewing James O'Keefe for 10 years, since he blew open Acorn, and I've seen all the devastating victories, and them trying to indict him and their failures. But to sit here and have him have the head of Google censorship with this weird Orwellian name of the office caught in undercover video, you realize how hard it is to get this, to penetrate, to infiltrate. This is like the Allies in 1941 getting the Enigma code from the Nazis, okay? If Congress and the president don't act, then they must be complicit, which we know Trump isn't. But his underlings are bought off by Google and keep, you know, he's not lobbying and taking lobbying money, but they are. This has gone to the president. It needs to go mega viral. It's at drudgereport.com, infowars.com, projectveritas.com. Get it out. 25-minute report. Total evidence of Google election meddling in 2020. Trump must act now. Reddit blocks Project Veritas. The group exposes Google election meddling. Insider blows whistle on exec reveals Google plan to prevent Trump situation 2020. They are scared of this. This is kryptonite to their fraud. So we got 8.5 minutes till we're at break. You got to go. You've got the floor. Am I right in saying this is probably the most important thing you've ever broken? This is the total
this is
proof.
This is by far the biggest thing we ever broke. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, what's going to happen? Well, first of all, the story just came out. I think Congress is going to hold hearings. The lawmakers are telling me sort of here, they're texting me, we're going to have hearings in July. But I mean, the video is 25 minutes long, so I mean, I've only got about 8 minutes, so let me just try to get through some of the facts here and maybe talk about it. I'm not one to characterize people. I'm just going to quote them, okay, Alex? I'm not going to characterize them. That man in the shadow you see, the insider, is a current Google employee. And one of the things he said to me as I was interviewing him, he said, James, people would think this is a conspiracy theory if it weren't for the documents. And one of the documents he gave me says, I'm going to quote them. This is Google, not me, not you. It says, quote, training data are collected and classified. Algorithms are programmed. Media are filtered, ranked, aggregated, and generated. People like us are programmed. That's a direct quote. People like us are programmed. And one of the things that this executive says is that people who believe with and agree with President Trump will not like our definition of, quote, fairness. That's Jen Janai, the woman you're looking at right there. People who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness. So what's interesting, Alex, is that Google is saying here that they're able to define fairness and this algorithmic unfairness, and they have product intervention. So what the Google insider did is he sat down with me, and he Googled Hillary Clinton's emails, just the phrase. And you can do it right now.
That's it for our program today. If you want to see the rest of that interview, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas with Alex Jones, you can find that at InfoWars.com. You can also find there the link to the full 25-minute report because, of course, Google took that down off of YouTube. The search engine that hides things. The digital public square where the public is gagged. That's it for our broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
InfoWars and free speech. and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.